Thanks for being with us. When it comes to this year's holiday bird, New Yorkers are not afraid to break out their wallets, apparently. A number of gourmet markets and high-end butchers throughout the city are selling specialty turkeys for Thanksgiving that run $200 to $300 plus. And Wall Street Journal staff writer Charles Pazzi says in most cases that does not include sides. Charles, what have you found?
Well, there are a lot of turkeys out there that cost a lot of money. We're looking at birds that are anywhere from $6 to about $11 a pound. And if you figure that people are buying turkeys that are 20 to 30 pounds in many cases, that adds up to $200 or more, in some cases $300 or more.
Goodness, what makes the turkeys so different or so special?
Well, you know, you've got to throw in a range of things, literally a range, free range, for example, free range, organic, all natural, boutique farms. These are all things that make a turkey more expensive. And I think the biggest thing is heritage breeds. These are varieties of turkey. These are the turkeys that somebody in my office joked, what, did they come over on the Mayflower? But these are turkeys that are very rare breeds that were kind of America's turkeys to begin with until we started having kind of the commercial bred turkeys. So these are sort of the true turkeys, if you will, and those are really hot right now, but they're also really expensive. So, you know, you're looking at birds with a pedigree, I guess, would basically be the tie that binds all these different types of turkeys. They're gourmet pedigreed birds on some level.
So where you are in New York, who's selling this stuff?
Mostly high-end butchers, I would say, or gourmet markets. Whole Foods would certainly be a more mainstream source for kind of high-end turkeys. Some of this is actually reaching into the supermarkets as well with, you know, some of these specialty birds. But I don't think you'll find a $300 heritage breed at a supermarket. We also found a restaurant that specializes in poultry that is doing a to-go order with one of these heritage breed turkeys. But basically, anywhere you would go for, let's say, if you were looking for prime beef or antibiotic-free beef or something like that, that's also kind of the place that you would be looking for one of these high-end turkeys.
Wow. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal staff writer Charles Pazzi. His piece is called Thanksgiving Shoppers Are Doling Out $200-plus Dollars for a Turkey. You pointed it out in the story, and it's something I was going to say. Like, turkey, to me, is not like the most flavorful meat. Who pays this much for this stuff?
Exactly. I mean, there are a lot of people that say this is ridiculous. The fact is, the Thanksgiving meal is built so much around the side dishes because turkey is just not that flavorful. At least that's how even some gourmet experts say. And you know, that doesn't mean people couldn't seek out a better version of it. But the truth of the matter is, this is not as richly flavored as, say, you know, beef is. So there is some pushback on this. And of course, you know, you can find, you know, what I call supermarket grade super turkeys at supermarkets. And, you know, you're looking at $1 to $2 a pound in many instances, even a little bit below a dollar. There's one supermarket chain on the Northeast, ShopRite, that literally offers a free turkey. You know, you have to be a member of their shopping club, and you have to have spent so much in the weeks before Thanksgiving. Other supermarkets have similar promotions, at least they have in the past. So, you know, you do not have to spend a fortune to get a turkey. You might even be able to get one for free. And there are certainly foodies out there who say, and that's the way it should be. You don't need to put a lot of money in a turkey. But there are those foodies out there who also say they're going for the gourmet bird and they're willing to pay for it.
Yeah, not my kind of crowd. Wall Street Journal staff writer Charles Pazzi.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.